We welcome you. My name is Pastor Andy.
欢迎大家，我的名字叫做安国令牧师。
And if you are new here to Home Church, we take sermon notes every week. It gives us an opportunity to learn about today, but also apply it to our life this week.
如果大家是第一次来的话，我们会有讲道笔记的，给大家可以回到家去再细心的阅读，以及去怎样的用在你的。
There's also a connect card or a welcome card in the seat in front of you. If you are new and you want to take your journey of faith to the next level, feel free to reach out to us and fill that card out.
如果你是第一次来的话，欢迎你在你的座位前面有一个connect的一张纸写着，就等我们可以和你接触，可以和你一起同行这个道路，让你生命里面得着改变。
And if you need sermon notes, just raise your hand. Someone will get one to you, or they're also online on our website.
如果你需要这个讲道笔记的话，如果没有的话，请举手，我们有CC可以派发给你，或者你们可以在教会的网站都可以看得到。
If I could ask you a question this morning, have you ever had tension in a relationship before?
如果我可以问你一个问题的话，今朝早上你有没有在关系上遇见有紧张的情况？
Maybe a tension, a relational conflict of misunderstanding, or perhaps you've been judged or haven't really been taken advantage of.
或者在关系里面就被人利用，或者是误解，有没有这些事情你遇见过呢？
If we're honest with ourselves, we would all say we've had relational brokenness in some part of our lives.
如果你诚实的话，你都会说自己都是曾经遇见过在关系上破碎。
Even Jesus himself experienced some of these relational tensions.
甚至乎耶稣都经历过这些在关系上紧张的事情。
And it's very interesting, sometimes as a pastor, the longer we have these tensions, the bigger they get over time.
就是说，当我是作为牧师的时候，遇见这些事情这么长的时候，这些事情就变得越来越大。
It's like a boiling pot of water. The temperature is turning up and the water starts to spill over.
就好像一杯水那样，你慢慢将那个温度教高的时候，水就飙出来了。
And sometimes if the water is boiling enough, that water spews out and burns everything and everyone around us.
当那个杯水越来越热的时候，那有蒸汽，那就水飙出来的时候，就会辣到身边的人。
Even last night, my boys and I went to the pool.
好像我昨晚一样，我和我的儿子一起 in the 游水。
Yeah, swimming.
Okay, 在这个泳池里面。
And my boys, like any other typical boys, had to a relational tension of who's going to sit in the front seat.
The pool?
Front seat of the car.
Oh, okay.
To the pools.
To the pool, okay.
Yeah, so we're driving.
Okay.
My sons were in the car. They were fighting about who could sit in the front seat of the car as we're going to the pool.
Okay. 那就当他们揸车去这个泳池的时候，他的仔就争究竟边个可以坐在前面嗰排佢嘅车嗰里边。咁坐喺前面可能好啲啦，睇风景好啲啦。You
would think that this is an easy relational tension to figure out.
你会觉得这些其实都很简单的，这些人际上的事一定会发生，很容易会处理得到。But
with teenage boys, it's never easy.
但是对于一个的年轻人来说，其实这些事不简单。Because
there's hormones.
因为他有这个荷尔蒙。There's
muscles.
因为他有肌肉。And
there's pride.
因为有个人的骄傲。And
so they start fighting about who's going to have the front seat of the car as we go to the pool.
咁就係佢哋喺度爭取邊個最叻嘅可以坐到最前嗰行咧，咁佢就叻啦。And
that relational tension, just like we have when the water is on boiling, they start calling names.
就係好似咁樣，佢哋嘅關係出現緊張，而咧好似煲水咁咧，慢慢咧開始升温。They
start to belittle each other.
佢開始咧話對方咧咩唔好咩唔好。One
says to the other, "I'm smarter than you."
佢就開始講話啊，我叻過你啊呢方面。
The other one says, "Yeah, but I'm tougher than you."
但我強壯過你。And
they start to judge one another.
佢開始咧就互相嘅批評。So
relational tension.
呢個關係上嘅緊張。
Move to name calling.
就開始咧點名嘅批評。
Judgment.
就開始有判斷。
and then even fighting.
甚至乎咧就係動武添。
Because with their words, they couldn't express themselves anymore.
因為咧，當佢嘅言語唔能夠充分表達佢自己嘅時候
，they start to use their hands.
開始利用佢嘅拳頭啦。
We call that fighting.
就我哋話佢打交。
And sometimes in our relationships, this happens as well.
喺關係上咧，呢樣嘢咧都係會發生。
And Peter talks about this, actually, of how followers of Jesus should have healthy relationships in a broken world.
在彼得里面，在他的书信里面都有讲，在这个破碎世界里面，怎样维系关系。
This is not a conversation for the faint of heart.
这个的，今天的讲道问题呢，不是给一些是，心灵是软弱的人。
So you have to ask yourself, and I have to ask myself, how is your relationships?
或者你同我都要问大家，问自己就话，我哋点样去处理呢啲关系咧
？A relational scientist, actually, his name's John Gottman, came up with four horsemen, four ways that you and I fight with relationships.
咁有一个嘅社会学嘅科学家叫做 John Gottman， 佢咁样提出有一个嘅关系上呢个四个嘅警号。
He's also a counselor and a therapist who has worked with 40,000 different couples.
咁咧，佢係一個嘅心理學嘅治療師，佢咧曾經幫助40,000个嘅呢個嘅夫婦去處理佢哋嘅關係上嘅問題。
And we like to fight with each other because sometimes we just don't have the skills to bring reconciliation together.
有時咧，我哋唔識點樣嘅維係關係，所以好多時咧就會真係彼此嘅去鬧交啊，甚至乎去打交都唔出奇。
So he calls them the four horsemen.
佢係用呢個嘅四個警號嚟去咁樣去形容關係上嘅問題。
The first horseman is criticism.
第一樣嘅警號咧就係彼此嘅批評。
It's to belittle one another.
就係咧話對方咧就比較差啲。
It is to judge one another about all their failures or weaknesses.
就係話咧，對方咧有咩唔好，有咩唔好講曬出嚟。
So with my two sons who were fighting over the front seat of the car going to the pools last night.
就係好似琴晚咁樣，我嘅仔喺度爭，究竟邊個可以坐頭位
？They were overly criticizing one another based on everything.
佢基本上用任何嘅嘢去互相嘅批評。
One, like I said, one's smarter, one's tougher.
有一個就話嗰個叻啲，嗰個咧又話佢自己強壯啲。
One's taller, one's shorter.
一個咧高啲，一個矮啲。
One fights with their words, one wants to fight with their fists.
一個咧就想用言語咧贏過人，一個咧就想用拳頭去贏過人。
And you would hope that they would be able to figure out, but this is when Dad comes into the point.
你希望咧佢哋識自己去處理呢個嘅問題，但係始終咧都要個老豆出嚟。
But when we are overly critical andA relationship hasn't found redemption. We move from being critical to being in a relationship of contempt.
當你去不斷嘅去批評其他人嘅時候咧，你會由一個嘅地步去話批評，而去到另一個嘅警號，就係去藐視對方。
Contempt says this.
藐視就係咁樣。
I don't like you anymore.
就係話我唔中意你啊。
I don't want to put up with Tony anymore.
我唔中意同呢個人一齊。
I don't like that green shirt.
我唔中意佢著呢個綠色嘅衫。
And then I actually attack his character.
我開始咧對佢嘅人格咧去批評。
It's like two brothers fighting for the front seat of a car.
就好似頭先呢兩兄弟咁樣去爭取邊個可以坐到頭位。
They don't just fight about the car seat anymore in the front, they start to fight because they don't like each other anymore.
佢咧已經唔係為著佢哋所追求嘅嘢咧去爭辯，而係為著對方嘅貶低人哋嘅人格咧去不斷嘅講。
It moves from name calling to character issues, saying you're lazy or you're dumb or you're not good enough.
佢開始咧去點名，去話嗰個人嘅個性咩唔好，咩好懶啦，又乜都唔做啦咁樣。
And that's where this escalates to being defensive.
而呢一樣嘅藐視咧，再升級去到第三個警號咧，就係去到呢個嘅。
It's when
捉起呢個防禦機制。
It's when we actually go through the fight, flight, freeze mode of our bodies.
你開始你個人咧就僵硬咗。
And we actually turn off emotionally, and we turn into relational robots.
你咧開始咧乜都聽唔到。 好似做咗個機械人咁樣。
And rather than reconcile a relationship, we just start wrecking a relationship.
你呢唔係為著去修補關係，而你去破壞嘅呢段關係。
If you feel one day that anger wants to rise and you're ready to spew out, it's probably a good time to take a time out.
當你感覺到自己好嬲怒嘅時候，就嚟想講一啲嘢話人嘅時候咧，或許呢個時間咧，你應該停落嚟，要冷靜一陣。
Even adults need time out saying, hey, hubby, wifey, I just need to go for a walk before we have this conversation.
或者咧，你可能喺呢段時候，就好似你嘅一個作為一個，就算一個大人都好，或者你同你嘅配偶講話，啊，我要停落嚟，要或者出去行一行，去自己去諗一諗，冷靜一陣。
Or to take a deep breath and say, please help me understand your point of view.
或者咧，我話我要深呼吸，諗一諗，你究竟想講啲咩咧？
Or for my boys, it would have been very simple. Oh, why don't you have the front seat on the way to the pool? And then the other person could say, oh, I'll take the front seat on the way back from the pool. Very simple situation.
或者你可以說，哦，或者我，你，我們去的時候呢，你坐頭位，但呢，回來的時候呢，我坐頭位，這樣好不好？
But just like any conflict or tension, if you don't have the skill set, it escalates over time and it goes to stonewalling.
就是好像在關係上不懂去處理的時候，你就會關係上變得越來越差。
So when one of my sons wants to punch the other son of mine, brother,
當我其中一個兒子想打另一個弟弟或者哥哥的時候,
it's like, Dad, he made me do it.
就會跟我說，爸爸，他搞到我要打他的，其實不關我事的。
I hit him because he's the problem.
我打他，因為他是那個問題的傳源。
I don't like Tony. I do like Tony, by the way. But Tony's the problem.
我不喜歡他，因為他就是那個問題。
And I justify my character or what I think is the problem because it's Tony's fault.
因為將自己的問題用另一個方法去辨別別人才是錯的。
Have you ever been there before?
有沒有試過這樣的情況呢?
Have you ever experienced that before?
有沒有經歷過這些事呢?
I think we all could say yes.
或許我們每個人都經歷過這樣的時候。
And what's interesting as we go into today's scripture this morning is that Christians were being treated unfairly in the Roman world.
當我們看這個經文的時候，當時的基督徒在他們的世界裏得到一個不公平的對待。
And there was unjustly persecution for those who simply wanted to follow Jesus.
這班人呢, 只不過是跟隨耶穌，但在這個社會裏面是不斷的逼迫他們。
And Pastor Vincent talked about last week what when life's not fair, I encourage you to listen to it if you haven't had a chance.
上個禮拜呢，陳傳道呢，他講到話當 我們的生命遇到一些不公平的事的時候，我們怎樣去處理？
And then Peter shifts the conversation to say, sometimes life is unfair, but what do you and I do when our relationships are unfair?
而彼得呢，就將這個問題轉一轉，就話當你去面對一些人際關係的時候，你怎樣處理呢？
What do we do as followers of Jesus to have healthy relationships in a broken world and influence culture around us?
就在這個破碎的世界裏面，我們怎樣維繫一個健康的關係？
So Peter says that actually the quality of relationship you have with Jesus actually will naturally reveal itself of the quality of relationships you have here on earth.
彼得就說，原來人與人之間的關係，是藉著你和耶穌基督的關係能夠顯示出來。
You might have to wrestle with this a bit.
或者你對於這個說法，你要可能有些掙扎。
But if you have really crummy relationships here on earth,
如果你在這個世上是跟人的關係不好的話,
you might actually have a crummy relationship with Jesus.
或許你跟耶穌的關係都不是那麼好。
Just because we say we're followers of Jesus to Peter doesn't necessarily mean that we are actually followers of Jesus in everyday life.
雖然我們口就說我們是基督徒，但是我們平時生活未必是跟隨耶穌。
And in a broken world, all of us can come up with ideas of why we should not have healthy relationships with others.
在这个破碎的世界里面，我们很多时候都有藉口说，我们为什么跟人与人的关系是搞得不好。
So brilliantly, Peter actually uses two images of what it means to have a healthy relationship with Jesus and others. Jesus himself is his example, and this example called marriage. Now, before you say, well, I'm not married, so this doesn't deal with it, or, you know, I'm not really married, or whatever that case is, this is for all human relationships. It's just two different examples.
咁而彼得咧系好精彩咁样用咗两个图画去描述一个关系，就系耶稣嘅一个榜样啦，同埋一个婚姻嘅一个榜样。无论你系结咗未结婚都好啦，我哋都会喺当中会能够睇得到嗰个嘅那个比喻俾我哋嘅意义。
Thank you, Tony. So when it comes to the passage of scripture today, you'll see some highlighted notes. It's a big passage of scripture, but some highlighted notes that we are going to highlight or circle. So Tony, if you can read the scripture verse that's coming up next, that would be fantastic.
Is it the Peter 2 verse?
Yeah, just the first verse is fine.
First Peter 2:21-25.
Yes.
Okay.
It's also on your sermon notes.
Okay. 喺呢个彼得前书二章三十一至到彼得前书二章二十一至到廿五节，你们就是为此蒙召，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行，他从来没有犯过罪，口里也找不到诡诈。他被骂的时候不还嘴，受苦的时候也不说恐吓的话，只把自己交托给那公义的审判者。他在木头上亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然不活在罪中，就可以为义而活。因他受的鞭伤，你们就得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，但现在已经回到你们灵魂的牧人和监督那里了。
So as you see in your outline, there's three highlighted texts that set an example for us with our relationship with God, which is Jesus, and our relationship with others in marriage.
就系喺你嘅讲道笔记里边咧，有三点咧系间低咗嘅。是怎样的在基督的榜样和在这个婚姻的关系里面，我们怎样在当中学习去维持一个人与人之间一个健康的关系。
And he's using an example of relationship with God and relationship in marriage as the quality of our relationships is really based on our quality of relationship with Jesus.
就是在与神的这个关系，与这个人与人之间的关系里面，我们那个的质素和我哋人与人之间嘅关系嘅质素系建基于系我哋同耶稣基督嘅嗰个关系里边。
So what do you and I do when relationships get complicated?
但系当我哋嘅关系上系变得复杂嘅时候，我哋应该点样处理咧
？What do we do when relationships are severed or broken or full of judgment and hate and pain?
当呢个关系里边系充满着好多嘅批评、好多嘅抱怨、好多嘅苦痛的时候，你怎样去处理呢？
How can we increase the quality of our relationships as we increase our worship to the relationship of all Jesus?
怎样的在我们的同神之间的关系里面，同埋在我们的敬拜的里面，关系的里面，怎样的去做呢？
Well, first, we see in our outline as well as scripture in chapter 3 that healthy relationships are motivated by servanthood or to serve one another.
在这个的关系的里，在这个健康人际关系里面呢，是靠我们去彼此服侍去推动的。
And so to serve one another, if we can go to the next slide, that would be fantastic. You can go to the next slide. Sorry, the next slide. There we go. Awesome. So I'm jumping here because of our time, but we are called to serve one another as Christ has served us.
我们是被呼召去服侍其他人，正如耶稣基督他是被呼召 去服侍人。
So in chapter 3 verse 1 and 7 we see this context of submission or to honor one another actually means to serve, actively serve one another.
就是在这个彼得 彼得前書三章一至七節裏面，我哋睇到我哋要去順服，我哋要去彼此嘅服侍。
Do you remember Peter before the crucifixion of Jesus?
你記唔記得彼得當耶穌未釘十字架嘅時候，佢係咩嘅模樣咧？
Peter actually rejected Jesus three times, not just once, but three times publicly.
彼得咧係公開地咧係唔承認耶穌係三次。
Peter actually ran away from Jesus and went back to be a fisherman.
而彼得咧當其時就離開咗耶穌，就去翻佢自己嘅故業做翻個漁夫。
When Jesus died on a cross, Peter went back to his hometown, to his past, to be a rubbish fisherman. He wasn't a very good one, unfortunately, but he was a fisherman.
咁佢咧就翻翻去自己嘅故鄉啦，就做一個麻麻地嘅一個漁夫啦。
When Jesus was raised from the dead,
當耶穌係從死裏復活
，Where did Jesus go to first?
耶穌去咗邊咧？
Called the resurrection breakfast.
呢个咧就叫做复活嘅呢个嘅早餐。
He went to Peter.
佢去见彼得。
And he told Peter to be a fisherman at the time, and there's a bunch of fish that came in.
咁佢就去见到彼得啦，同埋佢嗰班嘅渔夫嘅朋友。
Jesus served him breakfast.
耶稣咧系准备咗呢个早餐。是给过彼得和他的朋友吃
and recommissioned Peter into ministry.
就从一再一次的呼召彼得在神的事工里面是有份
In John chapter 21.
在约翰福音21章
Jesus served those that rejected him.
耶稣是为着一些拒绝他的人呢是服侍他们
Even though he was close with Jesus.
虽然呢班人系同耶稣系咁接近，
In the same way, we are called to serve one another, even those that have hurt us, broke us, rejected us.
虽然有啲人系伤害过我哋，我哋系伤痛，但系我哋都系被呼召去服侍呢啲人。
And so often in our culture, we want to cancel each other out.
但喺我哋嘅文化裏邊咧，好多時咧都希望斷絕同呢啲人有任何嘅關係。
Cancel culture has come out since social media。
其實呢個嘅斷絕關係呢個嘅文化咧，其實就係由呢個嘅社交媒體衍生嘅。
And so we can go to like our social media platforms, and you know if someone's bothering us, we just cancel them out, we delete them。
就好似喺社交媒體裏邊，我哋有啲人我哋唔中意嘅話咧。就阻止佢，好使佢咧见唔到我哋。
You know those that bother us, or those that we don't like, or we just like block, block, send, send, delete, delete, whatever that looks like, right? We just do that.
咁喺社交媒体咧，如果要同嗰个人咧唔做朋友，好简单，揿几个掣就得噶啦。
But interesting enough, we actually do that for face-to-face relationships too. We block, we cancel, we judge.
咁而呢样嘢衍生到我哋，甚至乎对啲人面对面。都係會咁做，我哋唔願意嘅見到呢啲人。
But as followers of Jesus, we're not called to cancel out anyone.
但係我哋作為基督徒，我哋係被呼召，唔係要去同人斷絕關係。
Think of Jesus, he didn't cancel you and I.
就係諗下耶穌，耶穌冇斷絕同其他人嘅關係。
In fact, Jesus cancels cancel culture.
而係耶穌係將呢個嘅斷絕關係呢種嘅文化係取消。
Because he cancels sin.
因为他除去咗我哋嘅罪。
So that we can serve one another.
好使我哋能够可以去服侍他人。
If we're true followers of Jesus to Peter, then we shouldn't cancel and judge and ridicule and push people away. We should serve them.
如果我哋真系一个基督徒嘅话，我哋就唔会去取消人哋嘅关系，我哋去服侍他人。
Another human reaction is not to serve, but we tend to say, "Oh, I won't serve until that person serves me."
咁有時咧，可能我哋個反應就話，不如佢服侍我先啦。咁跟住咧，我就回翻禮啦，咪服侍翻佢啦。
Let's say I don't have a relational conflict with Tony, but let's say I do. I'm not going to change until he changes.
或許咧，我同呢個人個關係麻麻地，但係咧，我哋覺得我需要佢改變咗先，咁我先改變我嘅行為。
Rather than serve him with a meal, I want Tony to serve me with a meal first.
或许咧，你服侍咗我，俾我一个好嘅一个嘅午餐，咁我好啦，咁我回翻嚟又俾翻个好嘅午餐俾你啦。
So Peter talks about this as well. The context to submit to one another is a healthy concept of relationship.
就系彼得讲到话，我哋点样嘅去顺服他人。
And he ties this term submission to beauty.
咁而佢将呢个顺服咧，同埋呢个嘅美丽咧。呢兩樣嘅字咧係連結起嚟。
So he talks about true beauty actually comes as an act of servanthood and submission to one another.
佢講到一個人嘅美麗就係建基於佢能夠去服侍他人同埋去順服他人。
So Peter uses this imagery of Abraham and Sarah.
而彼得咧就用咗舊約嘅一個人物。亚伯拉罕同埋阿撒拉。
We should also say this to pause and say behind any good man is actually a great woman. Just saying that, whether it's your mom or a spouse, amen. Anyone there? Anyone? No.
每一个嘅
yes, it's true.
每一个嘅好嘅男人咧，背后有一个非常好嘅女人支持。
But we see that Abraham's promise with Isaac actually was through Sarah.
但系。你見到神嘅俾呢個嘅亞伯拉罕應許咧，其實係藉著撒拉去成就。
Sarah was 80 years old, and God spoke to her about having a baby.
咁啊，當神話要應許亞伯拉罕有呢個嘅兒子嘅時候咧，當其時啊，撒拉已經係80歲。
She laughed to God, saying, "There is no way I'm old. Abraham's old, my Lord. There is no way this is going to happen," and laughed to God.
咁當其時佢話：我已經好老噶咯，我丈夫更老。咁咧當其時咧，佢真係向神咧，即係都笑啦，係咪講笑咧
？Her confession was, "I am tired, God. There is no way I want a baby."
咁就神啊，我好坦白講，我已經好攰啦，我唔想再有 B B 啦。
Have you ever been drained by relationships before?
你有冇試過喺關係裏邊
？Don't hit your spouse, okay?
你有冇試過喺關係裏邊咧，係非常之嘅？抽取了你很多的能力啊，你的所有的心思，感觉到非常的疲倦，有没有试过呢？
This doesn't happen at this church, but as pastors, we call them EGRs.
这个呢，在教会里面是有发生过的，我们用一个很简单讲是 EGR.
Extra grace required.
就是呢，要对
that drain us. That's what Sarah is saying here.
就是说对某些人呢，要给一个特殊多的恩典。
And yet Sarah, 10 years later, laughs to the Lord in joy that God's promises are fulfilled through her.
咁喺十年之后咧，撒拉咧真系咧诞下一个婴孩。当其时佢笑咧，唔系再笑神啦，佢系嗰种嘅喜乐，因为神咧应允咗。
But that promise would have not have happened if Sarah did not submit.
但系你会谂到，如果撒拉系冇顺服到神嘅话咧，其实。
She submitted to the Lord and to her husband out of honor, all relationships.
因为佢对于神嘅信服，对于佢嘅丈夫系信服。
Listen to me, this might be very obvious.
听我讲，或许呢件事咧，好似好简单。
But we can't change our husbands.
事实上咧，我哋冇办法去改变我哋嘅丈夫。
You can't change who your spouse is.
你唔可以改变到你嘅配偶。
You can't change who your parents are or who they weren't.
你唔可以改变你嘅父母系点样做。
You can't change anyone.
你唔能够改变任何人。
Except for yourself.
只系你自己可以改变你自己。
The way you change people is when you serve people.
你点样能够带嚟人哋有改变呢？就系透过服侍。
The way we change others around us, including our spouses or our families, is when we submit and serve, even when we do not feel like it, like Sarah.
就是我们透过服侍，我们甚至乎觉得很为难，但我们都愿意服侍。透过这件事，你就可以改变到你的配偶，改变到身边的人。
But when we do,
但当我们愿意这样做的话，
hear this morning,
听我讲，
you invite God's activity.
你就是在这件事情上去让神去有参与。
The miraculous power of the Holy Spirit to start to work in your relationships.
圣灵 奇妙嘅能力就喺你呢个关系里边产生力量。
If you get nothing out of today，
如果你今日听到听得唔明都好
，If you just submit to the Lord and serve well， you release God's activity into your relationships， into your brokenness，
你只要做两件事就系
into your tensions，
彼此嘅顺服，彼此嘅去服侍嘅话，你就将圣灵嘅能力系释放喺你同身边人嘅关系里边。
And Peter ends this context about healthy relations determined to point our spouses, our families to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
跟住彼得就将我哋嘅关系上系摆喺翻一个啱嘅位置，就系仰望我哋嘅救主耶稣基督。
I want to conclude with this thought.
我想喺呢一度咧做一个总结。
On the last passage of Scripture in 1 Peter 3:7.
是在这个的、最后这个的经文跟大家分享呢，就是、彼得前书三章七节的里面这么讲。
Peter talks about why we should submit and we should surrender to one another and serve one another.
彼得是讲说我们怎样的去彼此的服侍，为什么我们要彼此的顺服。
But then he gives a warning.
但是呢他给到一个的警戒给大家。
The warning is in verse 7.
这个警戒呢就在第七
He says, husbands, in the same way, consider yourself to live with your wives, submit and serve.
他说，照样你们作丈夫的，要合情合理的与妻子的同住。
And it's not to treat them with respect as a weaker in the context of emotional or relational, but necessarily physical.
要体谅他比你软弱，这个软弱的意思不是说他做得差一点，只不过他在体能上他没有你那么
With the precious gift of life, which is salvation,
要尊敬他，因为他和你一同承受生命的恩典的。
But feel free to underline these words so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
咁喺最后尾嗰句咧，大家咧可以咧用嘢简低佢，好重要啊！佢话这样就使你们的祷告不受拦阻。
Which means if we have broken relationships here on earth.
即是说如果我们在这个、世界里面有这个破碎的关系
By our choices
就是藉着你的决定
By using the four horsemen
就是刚才我们所听的这种四种的这个 警号
Rather than the example of Christ
而不去追随神给我们这个榜样
We actually limit God's activity in our lives
这个呢、We do not
Limit、
我们呢就是限制了神在我们关系里面的工作
We limit God's activity in our church
我们就限制了神在我们教会里面的工作
How frustrating would it be if we prayed all day long worked all hard all of us and nothing happened
就是说我们无论是几努力这样祈祷都好但是如果我们没有跟着耶稣的榜样去做的话
Imagine
没有事会发生
with,、Imagine with me you went to work tomorrow
试想想如果我们明天明早上我们上班
You woke up early, you went to school, you studied, you did your very best to get a paycheck or a good grade.
就是我们一早上我们上学、上班，我们努力的读书、努力的工作，希望可以有好的成绩，有好的这个回报。
And at the end of the day, you're like, I think I nailed that test and I did a great job at work.
咁我哋同自己讲话，哎呀，我努力咗，我有好的成绩，或者我努力咗，我有好的表现。
And your boss comes up to you and say, "Sorry, there's no paycheck for you today."
咁跟住你老细同你讲话，唔好意思啊，今日冇粮俾你出。
Or that test that you studied for a week, yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
咁或许你嘅先生同你讲，你考呢个试咧，其实唔计分嘅。
This is the same way that Peter is saying that if you have intentionally broken relationships, you are hindering God's work in your life and our church.
彼得呢度咁讲就话，如果你系愿意的即是 你是决定了用这些不好的方法去处理你的关系的话其实你就阻碍了神在你生命里面的工作。
Because the quality of our relationships here on earth are based on the quality of relationship we have with Jesus.
因为呢我们地上与人之间的关系呢就是在你和耶稣基督之间的关系呢
So, I'm going to ask the worship team to come
forward.
And I actually want to go through these discussion questions with you, which are on your sermon notes.
我都想跟大家去
This wasn't a message for the faint of heart, but we have to let the scriptures speak to us this morning.
今日所討論的事情可能不是那麼容易，但是我也想在這藉著機會跟大家討論。
Like I mentioned before, when we submit and serve one another, we release God's activity for God to show himself miraculous and real and powerful.
就是我們，當我們願意在我們關係裡面是跟隨我們順服，我們彼此服侍的時候，我們就在我們關係裡面將神的能力在我們的關係裡面彰顯，讓祂的關係，讓祂的能力變得真實，是讓祂的奇妙的能力是彰顯。
And let me remind you, this is not a passage of scripture just on marriage, it's about relationships.
想再跟大家說，這個的經文不是只是單單講婚姻，而是其實講我們人與人之間的關係。
But if we allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us this morning,We have to invite him into our brokenness.
当我们去邀请圣灵来到我们里面呢，我们都同时间邀请他进入我们的破碎的里面。
So this morning, as we talked about the four horsemen,
在今早早上我们提出这个四个的警号的时候，
which one do you tend to default in relationship?
你会在你关系里面会做出什么的事情呢？
When you have a relational tension and the pressure is on, who are you truly?
当你在关系上面对紧张的情况的时候，你有什么的反应？你究竟你是一个怎样的人呢？
You see, as followers of Jesus, we should be able to embrace these questions because it actually helps us to become more like Jesus.
其实我们作为基督徒的时候，我们真的要细心地去看看我们怎样的反应，因为我们希望我们耶稣基督在我们的生命里面一同的参与。
I imagine Peter,
我試想像彼得，
when he saw Jesus being unjustly judged,
當他見到耶穌的在不公平的底下被判斷的時候，
it was John who said this, but Peter was around a fire with some other people, and he saw Jesus being unjustly judged and beaten and brutally tortured.
这个在这个约翰福音记载，彼得和其他人在坐在这个火的围圈里面的时候，他是亲眼目睹耶稣是被无理的去批评，是去被虐打。
In that moment, Peter, I think, would have wanted to fight back.
我那时想，可能彼得他可能都很想为到耶稣出去，是去打这帮这么衰的人。
But Jesus didn't.
但是耶稣没这样做。
He took the beatings.
耶稣是去这样的承受被人去虐打。
He took on the misunderstandings.
他是人家这样的去批评他都好，他是愿意的，没有任何的反驳去接受。
He humbly and gently gave himself up in that moment.
他是将自己谦卑是去接受，去将他的事情是去这样的成就。
And when Peter writes in 1 Peter 2, 21-25, that's who Jesus was at the cross.
在彼得前书2章21-25节，耶稣就是这样的去走这个十字的路。
He saw in real time who Jesus was when Jesus was at his lowest.
彼得就是这样看到耶稣在耶稣最低微的时候，他怎样的去做。
And so in the same way, Jesus becomes our example.
而在那一刻的时候，耶稣怎样面对，他就成为了我们的榜样。
In the lowest parts of our life.
当我们在我们的生命最低潮的时候，
In the brokenness of our life.
在我们的很破碎的时候。
And Peter is saying, don't do what I did and run away.
他说彼得说，不是好像我这样就自己走出去。
But run close.
而去调翻转，走翻向耶稣。
And so we have to ask ourselves, what qualities do we need to be like Jesus in our relationships?
在这个时候，我们去问下自己，我们想关系上的里面，我们应该怎样去做呢？
To have wisdom and insight and favor.
在藉着神，我们是得着有智慧，有祂给我们的 同嘅亮光，有一个恩典嘅处理。
So we can serve well.
好使我哋能够去彼此嘅服侍。
Let's stand together.
让我哋一同嘅起立。
I'm going to ask the prayer team to come forward as we minister. If you have a prayer need, if you want us to pray with you, feel free to join us.
我邀请佢代祷团上到前边嚟，要邀请大家，我哋一同嘅去为到你嘅需要一同嘅祷告。
We want to pray with you.
好想同你哋一同嘅祷告。
But as we worship, let those questions sink and let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you today to have healthy relationships here in our broken world.
当我哋敬拜嘅时候，让呢啲头先所讲嘅问题，当我哋生命里边沉淀，让我哋藉着神嘅里边。
Let's worship together.
让我们一同的敬拜。